This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. The show is brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, March 8th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning, Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, friends.
And Jason Bishop.
What up?
Open line Thursday. We open up the phone lines top of the show. You can chime in on anything at 800-636-1067. You can text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Same number, standard message data charges may apply, and you can tweet us at Junks Radio. We've got Coach Scott Brooks joining us today at 8 o'clock. We will talk Wizards with him. They're coming off a nice win against Miami yesterday. Clark Kellogg will join us at 9:40 as we talk some college hoops. Of course, just a ton of college hoops action. Notre Dame with a nice comeback win.
Big win for them. Big. Getting interesting for them.
Why? Give me the lay of the land.
They were down 21.
Well, I understand they win the game, but give me the lay of the land for them as far as
they're going to have to win the conference tournament
or what?
I don't know about that. I mean, if they beat Duke today, I would think that they
that'd be pretty good.
95%.
Oh, really? Man, I'm surprised they're still in the mix.
Because you got to remember, they get their best player back, and he's only been back for four games. But they're 3-1 in those games. They had a winning record with him in the lineup before he broke his foot. I don't know. I mean,
they might get the benefit of the doubt.
They got 20 wins. You know, you beat Virginia Tech, that's a good win. You beat Duke, that's a great win. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it's not enough. I don't know. But that was just a fun game to watch.
Where does KenPom have him? I think he particularly matters in terms of selection, but it's always interesting. Where does KenPom have him ranked, I wonder?
I have to look. Yeah. But it helps that Oklahoma lost last night. That's for sure.
Yeah, good. Oklahoma, Mike.
And Arizona State.
I can't put Oklahoma bubble teams in.
They're bubbly.
I mean, Oklahoma's so bubbly. They lost 11 of 15. How can you put them in? I mean,
Trae Young's been playing poorly.
Unless
right?
the committee just wants Trae Young in the tournament to put you know people in the seats. I just can't play. I can't put a team in that's won 11 of 15 or lost 11 of 15.
I don't think KenPom has him high enough.
KenPom has him at 28th.
28th?
Yes.
Well, that's right there in the mix.
Oh yeah.
So we'll see. It was a fun game to watch, though.
Committee look at the KenPoms?
No.
Not officially?
No.
They'll tell you they don't, anyway.
The ranking's based off of efficiency, offensive efficiency minus the defensive efficiency, the gap in both.
Mm-hmm.
So it really doesn't mean much in terms of strength of schedule, RPI.
When you look at the top of his ratings, last time I did, it
correlates with the teams that are in the top 25.
Right, exactly.
But it's not the
but they're nowhere near the top 25. Rankings.
Not the end all be all for them, but I mean, it's another version of an RPI thing that they factor in, I think.
It's a statistical ranking.
Yeah.
The committee will tell you that all they look at is who you beat, when you beat them, and where you beat them.
Hey, we should give out the cash flash. It is time for the cash flash right now. This hour's code word is guide. You text guide, which is G-U-I-D-E, to 72881 before 7 a.m. for your chance to win $1,000 in this multi-market contest. That's guide to 72881. Message data rates apply. The next cash flash is at 7 a.m. So always nice to win $1,000. Cakes, you were close to winning some money last night at MGM, apparently.
What
happened? It's a tragic tale.
Oh, give me the breakdown.
It was actually a Travis mockery. What happened?
Oh, you had the Cakes Showdown Tournament, whatever
they
call it.
Bounty Classic.
Right.
The second annual. It's a monthly event.
Right.
Kicks off around 7 p.m. MGM National Harbor.
$300 buy-in. A field of around 69 or 70 entrants. I played pretty well. I thought.
What time
so
did it start? Start at 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
All right.
I built up what appeared to be the second biggest chip stack at one point during the event. I scooped two bounties, but then I bled chips late, and I got bounced.
Bubble.
I was the bubble boy.
Oh, my God.
Nine got paid.
Yeah.
I got bounced out 10.
What did the ninth guy
get paid?
See,
finished top 10.
Ninth
yeah,
got what?
I mean, top 10 means nothing. When nine get paid?
Right.
What did the ninth guy get? About
I think it was like
how much did you get for your bounties?
$470, $50 per bounty. But the guy who knocked me out scooped my $300 bounty.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I was just hemorrhaging chips toward the end, and it, squarely on the bubble, and I wake up with ace-queen, and I said, well, it's moving time,
and how much sleep did you get?
That's the bigger issue. How much sleep did Johnny Cakes Audeville get?
2.5 hours.
Wow.
I mean, it's just going to be a
dreadful
disaster today.
I mean,
it's going to be full-on.
Look, this is what you need here.
That thing didn't end until, like, 2 a.m.?
Well, I got bounced out at basically 1 a.m. And that's when the final table was starting.
And where'd you sleep?
I slept at home.
Are they
I didn't
still,
bring any clothes.
Are they still playing?
Computer.
Are they still playing?
No, no, because, I mean, there were nine left, and the blinds were just so high at that point.
All right, so it's over.
I'm sure it didn't take
you
much
didn't start
longer
yelling
than an
chop.
Hour. Oh, we were advocating for a chop with about 13 left. It would have paid everybody about a grand, and we were gonna hook
the chip leader
with some extra nubbins, some extra bounties.
He said no.
There were one or two holdouts.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
There was a guy at my table basically saying, look, man, you're not guaranteed second place. And if you take this deal, it's basically second place money.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there thinking, well, I'm free rolling. So
I'll do whatever.
I will lead the movement for the chop.
Right.
Did any of those nine guys know you had to be at work at 6?
I mean, a lot of the guys knew what I do for a living. So I ship it in with ace queen. And then, of course, the massive stack at the table. He looks at my paltry. It was like I had like 70K left. And the blinds were sky high. They were like 3 and 6 with a $500 ante.
So you had about 10 big blinds.
Yeah, I didn't have much.
I had
to make a move. Ace queen. And he just looks at my paltry stack. And
Did he even look at his cards?
Here's what he did. He got up. He looked past his mountain of chips. And then he said, oh, I see that 70K over there. And he saw my $300 bounty.
Yeah, of course.
And he said, well, I call. He called with a suited king. And as soon as I saw King 8 versus Ace Queen, I said, "Well, this is where I get bounced. This is where I start packing up my bag."
The
and
walk
leave.
Of shame.
And of course, on the turn, he turns a king,
right.
And then I had no help. Villain takes my stack and my $300 bounty
and your dignity.
I mean, the only saving grace was that I scooped two bounties.
You got $100.
So I made $100.
Yeah,
but I was this close to a bigger payday.
Right, hold on. So you walk, you cash out your bounties, you get your $100.
Oh, no, I had the bounties in front of me.
Oh,
so I just
that.
Threw them in my bag, and I walked to the garage.
You walked to the garage. You get to your car at what time? 1:15?
I got in my car around 1:05.
JP, let's take a bet.
All right.
Ricky goes home and still has the two beers.
No.
Tonight?
No, last night.
No.
When he got home.
He didn't have two. He probably had beer during the poker tournament.
That's a very good call. It's
and
a very good read.
Might have sucked.
Still, I can't
one.
Imagine he goes home and not have one.
I think he was so tired he went right to bed.
Very good call about me having beer at MGM,
of course.
Because I had a silly, sushi dinner.
All right, hold on. What
with
time?
A Sapporo, a 20-ouncer.
What time
silly.
Did you get to the house?
To my house?
1:35-ish, 1:40.
No, I mean, I wasn't driving 120.
MGM to his house?
I mean, it's
45
a
minutes.
Haul.
It's got to be close to an
hour. I got to my house at about 1:45-ish, 1:50.
All right. I mean, I was 5 minutes off. You guys are killing me. All right. You get 1:45.
Yeah.
All right. You brush your teeth. No chance you took a shower. Went
Zero
to bed stinky.
Shower.
Yeah, stinky Bozak right now.
So you got into bed at like 1:55.
Yeah, more like 2.
No beers?
That beer.
No
you didn't
beers.
Have a beer?
Zippy beers.
No beers.
Wow.
Zippy.
Surprised.
Zippy beers.
Zippy.
I'm disappointed in Cakes.
And I had a Miller Lite and a Bud Light during the tournament.
Why'd you mix?
Because I told the waitress the second time, Miller Lite, and she brought me a Bud Light. And she had this look on her face like, I don't really want to go back. And I said,
that's fine.
I was like, They really taste the same. Miller Lite and Bud Light, it's fine.
Right.
Wasn't a big deal.
Man, I went to bed at 10, and I feel like I got hit by a truck.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how you're feeling right now. I would give you this 5-hour energy, but I have to take
it. It's fine. It's okay. If I need one, I can scrounge around for one.
Six cases of them.
I've got to take this one.
Yeah, that's fine.
I know, but this is the closest one to
it. I can find a 5-hour energy if I need one. Please feel free to incorporate me into your spots
today. Oh, I will. I will. So you got up at 4:15?
4:30.
Yeah, 2.5 hours. Yeah.
4:30.
So what's the plan when you go home today? I mean, is it immediate?
Full-on straight nap.
Yeah. No, it's Tiger Day. And day
it's Tiger
hoops.
Day.
Yeah, okay.
It's Tiger and Hoops Day.
Yeah, you guys are going to be watching that. I'll be watching my eyelids.
There's only 56
now,
college games today.
Will you whistle before you hit the
I don't think it's necessary. Right. That doesn't mean it won't necessarily happen.
Yeah, who
but
cares
I,
if it's necessary?
Probably.
It'll make for a better nap.
I'm going to lean towards no.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, Drabby, are you when you do you whistle because it's necessary?
Yeah, most of the time.
Oh, you do. Right. All right.
Cakesy,
so
man.
it was of course a good event, but I just poor planning on my part because yeah, I should
so
have talked to
be,
Dave.
This is going to be
every
once a month,
time you should be set
dead.
Up at Homewood. Well, I saw your car because I parked. You know, I dropped the valet, and yeah. I guess he hadn't moved your car yet. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that means he didn't stay here. He's a donk.
Didn't stay here. I need.
And you stayed there last time.
I did,
which makes no
but
sense
here,
to me.
Here's what that was in the back
be
of my
your
head.
Monthly bit.
Here's what was in the back of my head that yeah. I got bounced so early from the last event. I thought,
you'd be
well,
home
I'll get bounced
enough.
At 9. I'm home at 10 or 10:30.
Yeah, poor planning though.
Yeah,
in
bad
the future,
planning. No doubt.
Every time they have the cakes challenge, yeah. You get a comped room whether you use it or not. Bottom line, I just negotiated your deal.
Well, I'm psyched if that were to happen.
Yeah.
I'm
either at MGM or over at Homewood.
Yeah. I will work on that.
Homewood, you wake up at 4:45 if you
I know.
Want.
I missed my nightcap at the Big Stick. Had that last month, and it was silly. Right.
Well, you might have been home after it shut down anyway.
You're on fumes.
That's true. I'm guessing the Big Stick probably closes the doors around 1:45
or 2 a.m. So when you go to bed today at, let's just say you get in bed by 11:30,
yeah.
Will you sleep 3-4 hours?
No,
or just...
no, I'll probably sleep. If I say I fall asleep at noon.
2 o'clock.
2 to 2:30, I'll wake up.
And what time do the kids start pouring in from school?
Daughter gets home around 2:45, and my son gets home at 3:15. So it's perfect sweet spot.
Yeah. And then you start.
Nothing on the sked. Imagine that. Nothing on the junk sked from like.
You don't have lunch with a bevy of friends?
No. No. None whatsoever.
I had dinner or whatever with a friend of mine a couple days ago, and he wasn't that familiar with like sort of what we do. And he goes, like, so, you know. What do you guys do, like, you know, when you're done at 10? And I went, nothing.
It's the best,
no, really.
It's the best feeling in the world when you got
like,
nothing
what do you,
to do.
What do you guys do? I go, it's kind of sad. Yeah. I mean, nothing.
Did you tell him you look up Tiger's tee times and figure out exactly when he tees off?
I go, you know, I lift a little bit. I might go shoot some hoop in the driveway, take a nap, maybe get a whistle in. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. What are you supposed to do? And he goes, well, JP does a lot of that. Stuff on NBC Sports Washington. I go, yeah,
well, but that's not at 12.
Go, he's still paying for a divorce. he don't really want to do
he's
that.
He's got the serious full-on hustle.
He don't really want to do that. Yeah. He's just chasing the dollar. The rest of the boys are just lazy.
Right. He definitely doesn't want to do it.
Right.
There's no
I like
chance.
Making extra cash.
No, I know, but there's no chance you
week.
Like going to bed at 1:30 in the morning.
No, but
chance.
It's not usually that late. When I do a 7 o'clock game, I get home by 11:45.
Okay, so you're going to bed at 12:15. You don't like that
about,
either.
It's only about an hour and a half difference.
You don't like that either.
Like when you say 10 o'clock makes you feel like crap, yeah. 10 o'clock's an early bedtime for me.
For you, yeah.
I average about 10:30.
Yeah, I just can't do it.
Trust me, I had a look in the mirror moment when I was speeding on the Beltway. There's the only other people on the Beltway last night were cops.
Right, or trucks. Right.
I was thinking
tractor
to myself,
trailers.
Why am I out here at this ungodly hour? Every other soul is asleep.
Right.
They're
anytime
all asleep.
A buddy asked
that's
me.
That's not what you were thinking. You were thinking about finishing one spot out of the money.
I was obsessing
that's
about it.
That's what you were thinking about.
Don't think I wasn't
next time you just need
it.
To shove early and, you know. Chances guess, are you get bounced early and get to bed by 9:30.
Yeah, doubling up early is not going to do you any good.
Mm-mm.
Doubling up early is meaningless because for 20,000 chips, everyone else got a million. You know,
I would
mean,
just
he
hope,
beat 60 guys.
I would just hope that I would lose on the first hand.
Just go home.
Yes, that's what I would hope.
Can you have the cakes challenge and not play in it?
I don't think that's the way it generally
that's
works.
That's what I'd like.
Yeah. So it's every fourth Wednesday that you got to
yeah, it's the first Wednesday of every
that.
Month.
Yeah. Well, God bless
so I'm gonna,
you.
So I'm going to have a conversation with my man David from Homewood Suites. Try to work
anytime
out
a buddy eel. Asks me, what do I do at 10 after I get off? I'd say, well, what would you do? Right. And they would say the same thing I say.
Of course.
Probably nothing.
No, I do. I've told you this a million times. I feel like I wish I could use that time a little better. Be nice if I could be productive, do something, you know, I don't know, something, anything.
Get a second job.
Well, that's what I mean. Maybe come up with a show idea or something. Well,
go work from home, sell something.
Although 5 or 6 years ago, this is a true story. You guys don't really realize this. But when Brett and I were in the middle of the poker, this is actually probably 6 years ago now, maybe seven. We were in the middle of our poker, you know, heyday. I was doing 2 or 3 daily podcasts for a poker site that we helped start with Phil Galfond, who was like a legend in the poker community. And after about a month, it got overwhelming.
It was too much.
Yeah, it was overwhelming. Every day having to knock out new content for 2 or 3 other shows. So it's good in theory, but it's way better to just
The execution part is
it's way
the tough
better
part.
To just whistle, work out, and take a nap.
It's nice on a Thursday when you can get home at 11 and you can watch Tiger and you can watch Hoops all day.
Yeah. I don't see that much Hoops in my future today. I see a lot of Tiger. I see four hours of El Tigre.
Right, of course. It's a beautiful thing.
That'll put you to sleep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just put on the Valspar. Please tell me the Valspar is on regular TV the first few rounds.
No chance.
What, Golf Channel. And then NBC on the
weekend.
Is that
what you mean by regular TV?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else
like
would it be
mainstream
on?
Mainstream television.
Golf Channel.
All right. I'll flick it on, and it'll have me asleep.
What do you think it was, pay-per-view?
I don't know. I don't watch Thursday and Friday golf.
Oh, my God. Every tournament on the calendar is on TV Thursday,
all
Friday.
All 4 rounds.
Yeah.
Just not necessarily early at 7 a.m.
Hey, Richie, did you get your golfers in for the pool?
Yes, they're in. All right, Tony Finau and Cam Smith. Oh. Those are my guys.
Oh, I got Cam Smith, too.
I hope they're
so
silly.
Cakes is in the golf pool, and he never watches golf.
He actually hates golf.
He's in a golf pool. It's gambling, Ricky.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Not about the golf.
Do you think he watches European soccer?
I'm sure it's about the golfers.
I didn't know he was in a European soccer pool.
Yeah, I haven't checked the standings of that in probably a month and a half.
Yeah, I mean, Drab,
how's my team doing? A1, how's my team doing? Please let me know.
Cakes is begging me for a 5-hour. I've got one right here, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of selfish you're going to just chug it in front of me.
I actually need
2 hours of sleep.
Because I was watching games last night, making bets.
Oh, boo-hoo! You're watching games till like 10
o'clock. For me, that's like, you know, 2 in the morning, but I guess knock one back real quick.
Yeah, enjoy that. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing.
Oh, Barry.
Oh, you just pummeled the whole thing? I used to sip them.
All right, crushed it.
Yeah.
I'll be fine until about noon today.
Hey, I'm going to send you an email later with my address for all this work that I'm doing that I'm not getting paid for.
Right now, 5-Hour Energy is launching their Getting Back to 100% campaign with a unique twist on this year's College Hoops Tournament. You've got the ability to swap your incorrect selections during the tournament as the game is going on. You see an upset in the making, 12 beating a 5, well, just swap out the favorite to ensure that your bracket is 100% correct. Go to 5hourenergybrackets.com. Or click on the link on the fandc.com's homepage. Ricky.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Open line Thursday. You can call us at 800-636-1067. And one thing to get into, article in the Washington Post, we touched on this yesterday, about the Washington Capitals goalie situation.
Mm.
Braden Holtby pulled for the third time in six games. He's been pulled four times in his last 11. And it does seem like Coach Barry Trotz is leaning towards starting Grubauer more as Holtby works through his struggles.
Did he say that?
He's quoted as saying, "I think just like anything, we'll make that decision based on that he's played a lot of games and won a lot of games. So because he's number one doesn't mean you don't go with Gruby for a bit."
Mm.
"Just so Holtby can settle his games. We'll sit down with goaltending coach Scott Murray just to see what the best thing for the long haul is. Here's the numbers." And I challenge Caps fans to chime in and tell us what you want to see during this stretch run. I believe they have roughly around 17 games left.
I'll tell you exactly. Ricky.
I think it's 17 games, but right around there.
They are
playoffs
30,
about a month away.
They're 37 and 29.
If the NHL playoffs started today, I love Googling that. Ooh, a new matchup for the Caps. If they
started today. 16 games left, is that right?
The Caps have 16 games remaining, 7 home, 9 away. If it started today, Caps would drop it against the Flyers in the first round.
Well, the question is, will they hold on to that position?
They've been pretty hot.
Because when Holtby's in the net, they've been struggling. So he started off the year great. He won 22 of his first 30 appearances.
Flyers lost 4 straight, by the way.
And it looked like he was going to be ready for another 40-win campaign. But then, since the start of this calendar year, he is 7-7-4 with a .888 save percentage and a 3.75 goals against average. Now, the Capitals allow the most high-danger shots of any team in the NHL.
Yeah.
Doesn't bode
meaning
well.
What? But meaning what? Closest
these
shots?
These are really close shots, yeah. Holtby also has the second-worst 5-on-5 high-danger save percentage at 76%.
You're talking Neil Greenberg's language right now.
But then
he
when you compare him to
Hold
Grubauer.
On, what was that last stat?
High danger, 5-on-5,
even strength,
.764.
Where does that rank?
Second to last.
Ooh, all right.
And then when you just compare him to Grubauer, it's not even close. Same time frame, so same roster. You've got Holtby 7-7-4, 3.75 goals against average, and then you have Grubauer has a 1.97 goals against average, almost 2 goals less per game when he's been between the pipes, and he's at a 93.7% save percentage. And then that high danger 5-on-5 deal, Holtby, .764, Grubauer, .878.
Yeah.
He's just playing a lot better.
I'm going to go with Gruby. It just is what it is. I'm
100%
with you.
And I applaud Coach Trotz for being open to it. Some coaches would be stubborn and would stick by their highly paid goaltender.
Is he going to start Grubauer tonight against the Kings?
I'm not sure. I wouldn't be shocked to have him start in the middle of a 3-game West Coast road trip. I wouldn't be stunned if he did.
I don't know if you have to, but it'd be interesting if he did.
I play the better one. Or do you stick with the mindset, I got to get Holtby right for the playoffs, so let's keep getting him out there.
Wasn't
to get
Grubauer
him right.
Statistically really close to what Holtby did just last year?
I can't remember.
I don't think there's a huge gap between the starting goalie and the backup goalie on this team right now.
I think Gruby's pretty well thought of.
Now, a couple seasons ago, Braden Holtby won the Vezina Trophy.
Yep. He did.
So I get it. He was the best in the game. 800-636-1067. Open line Thursday. Caps fans, what do you do?
Well, right now,
because
they're running and hiding because they're not using the phones.
You're in stretch drive. You got to get ready.
I don't want the Caps fans to complain that we never talk Caps.
I don't know if you sit Holtby for like 3 weeks and then all of a sudden just hope that he's ready for the playoffs.
If you
basically ride Grubauer toward the end of the season,
they're going with Grubauer.
Then he'd probably be your guy in the playoffs.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be that way, but I think Grubauer's going to get a lot more run until it just becomes painfully obvious that he's clearly playing better.
Maybe Holtby just needs a nice 3-game rest.
He might just need a reset.
Yeah.
Maybe let him, you know,
recharge the battery.
Maybe let him rest these next 2 West Coast games and then start
sometimes.
Him
maybe he just needs a 3-game rest.
Sure. But
how many games are on this road trip? We've got the Kings.
More.
Two more.
Kings and Sharks.
All right, start Grubauer for the rest of the road trip.
Both good opponents.
Yeah, of course. Start Grubauer for the rest of the road trip,
yep.
And then let Holtby come back at home whenever they get back home and then see what happens.
Sometimes guys just have bad years. Fine.
Yeah.
Here's what.
There's got to be other factors that we don't know about, though.
Here's what Matt Niskanen said.
Sometimes it just happens.
Defenseman Matt Niskanen said,
He's trying like heck.
Of course he is.
That sounds terrible when you talk about a guy trying, of course. For the most part, he's playing pretty well. We haven't given him a fair shake, I don't think. I think he can play better, but we haven't given him a fair shake in front of him.
You know what?
Groovy's going good.
That's got to be hard for a teammate when asked about that, to say that in the press.
Right. They want to be diplomatic. That's their pal in the locker room.
To say, for the most part, he's playing well, or he's trying, man, that's got to be awkward.
When you say for the most part, that means he's playing like poop.
Right, that's what I mean. So it's got to be awkward for a teammate to say that to the press, because I would just lie.
He's trying to take some ownership
by saying...
I would
just say, no, he's playing great, we're just letting him down.
Right. He's trying to take some ownership by saying we'll have to play better in front of him, but then he's also sliding in, Groovy's going good.
Well, he's right about that part, because they are allowing a lot of high-danger opportunities to the opponent, and that is not Groovy or Holtby's fault.
That's been going on all season. That's why they brought in two defensemen.
Right, that's why they brought in Kempney and Jerbchek or whatever his last name is.
Jake, trade deadline. Called Jake.
Yeah, just Jake.
Jake. Right now, Penguins have won three straight. They beat the Flyers last night, I believe.
Yeah.
And so now they have 82 points. Caps 1 point behind them. And the Flyers, who have lost four straight. Remember how hot the Flyers were?
Sure. Flyers, they were surging.
Flyers are two back of the Caps. So you got three teams within 3 points there.
So what's the question you're asking, Caps fans? Are you asking, would you make the change now? Or do you still keep working with Holtby to try to get him right? Is that the question?
You still have to rely on Holtby at some point.
Yeah, I don't know that you do.
But I don't think you flip the role.
I wouldn't give up on him yet.
That's what I mean. I think you have to rely on him.
But I could totally see a scenario where they just go into the playoffs the last week or so, and they go, you know what, right now, Groovy's our guy. And then we're going to ride him out.
It's such a small sample size with Groovy, though.
It is, but it's a large sample size with Holt being poop.
Well, yeah, but with his large sample size for his career... It's much better.
But it's correct. But sometimes, guys, you know, this happens. That's the whole concept of the hot goalie.
Like I said, maybe he just needs a little reset.
I think he's just having a bad year.
Right, but maybe you just flip the roles where Holtby, let's say he roughly starts three out of every four games. They tend to throw Groovy in, like, on the second night of back-to-backs, that sort of thing. That all of a sudden, Grubauer gets the bulk of your starts. And Holtby becomes the guy that gets the second night on back-to-backs.
Don't think Trotz.
And you see how Grubauer plays as the primary goalie.
Mm-hmm.
If he continues to play like he's been playing, where he's given up less than two goals per game, you stay with him.
Well, I would say this.
If he ends up kind of playing like Holtby's been playing, giving up almost four goals per game, then
you
say,
choice. Yeah. It's not even a choice.
This is what I would do. So I would give Groovy the starts for the rest of the road trip, right?
Right, the next two games.
Kings, Sharks.
Yep.
All right. If he plays really well, then when you come back home, unless
against
it's like
the Jets.
I'd give Groovy the start again, right? And then once Groovy has a bad game, I'll go back to Holtby.
Right.
And if Holtby completely sucks again, then it's Groovy's shot for
and
the rest of the
regular
season.
And don't think Trotz is feeling pressure. If he loses in the first or second round, that would be four straight years, three of which he's lost in the second round. And if there's a first-round exit...
Well, I love him, but I don't think he will survive it.
There's
Isn't
a lot of
the
pressure.
Final year of a contract, too?
I don't know what his contract status is.
I don't think he has a contract extension.
Lame duck.
Yeah, it's not...
He's coaching for his professional life
here. It's not dovetailing well right now for Barry Trotz, unless they make a deep playoff run.
And I love him. We all love him. I love him. I'd love to see him coach here for the next 5 years, but... You got it. You know they got
kind
advanced.
Of unfair because they expected them not to be as good this year based on all the personnel losses.
I mean, if they win the division again, how can you fire them?
I mean,
or not fire them, just not resign them.
Dude, they did it to Dusty.
I know it's hard to fire a guy or not resign a guy.
I'm over divisional success.
That's what
he's been second in the Metro, first in the Metro, first in the Metro since he's been here.
We don't follow the John DePapa theory of just enjoying the regular season.
I try to as much as I can, but I need some playoff success at some point.
We get more girls calling in for threesomes than we do Caps fans.
The Caps fans are, you know
what is going on?
Here's what it is.
You know what?
I'll tell you what it is.
Shut it down.
There are two things.
Shut it down.
Two things for Caps fans right now.
They don't care.
One, malaise. Two, scared of the playoffs. The playoffs are looming. Caps fans are getting in.
They don't have an opinion on the goalie situation, which I think is the most important question going in.
You know what? I bet if we did our game next,
and we'll do it later in the show,
it'd blow up.
No, I don't know.
Caps fans, you know what they're
always
they're
does
in
for games.
Full on bunker mentality already. Caps fans are in playoff mode right now.
I'm talking to every Caps fan listening right now. I don't know how many people are listening,
right?
And I don't know how many Caps fans are listening.
But apparently,
all right.
Apparently, maybe
I'm talking
none.
To you right now.
Yes.
We just had a silly ratings trend.
If you don't call right now,
yeah.
Bickle will talk about popping pimples when we come back.
Don't offer that.
He's going to talk about popping pimples and biting fingernails.
You don't understand people like that.
Okay, well, that's what you're... I'm challenging the Caps fans. If you want to hear Bickle talk about popping pimples, then don't call.
And eating his fingernails. I've never wanted to talk Caps more.
You eat your fingernails. Yours are down to the nubs.
No. I bite them. I don't eat them.
Well, I don't eat mine.
I dispose of them properly.
I don't eat them. What, you think I swallow them and poop them out?
Looks like you had a banged up finger there, Cakes.
No, I mean,
he's just a dirt ball.
No.
Look how dirty he is.
To add
he
up
is
with
dirty.
That middle finger. Can I explain?
God, you are dirty.
To add to my woes from last night, being the bubble boy at MGM and not cashing during the tournament, as I reached down into my poker backpack, a pen exploded in my hand. And I've scrubbed my hands more than a doctor about to go into surgery, and I can't get the ink off.
You look
it
dirty.
It gets me salty.
I know, but you just look dirty.
Sure. Call me Pig Pen today. I fully own that.
Stinky.
Haven't taken a shower. I've got 2 hours sleep.
So dirty. So many germs.
And you guzzled a 5 hour energy right in my face like 20 minutes ago instead of giving
Jason,
it to me.
It looks like
I'm feeling energetic, too.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Can you tell?
I think they're calling for the game because you said they were going to do a game.
That's hilarious.
I'm telling you.
I wouldn't be shocked. Those are all prize pigs.
Let's take a break right now. If you don't call...
No, I think it's Caps fans.
If you don't call Caps fans, I'm going to make Bickle talk about his butt.
It's fine.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think I'd rather hear about Bickle's butt.
Yeah. All right. What do you want to know?
You're going to
get it's actually getting a little... I've been doing a lot more leg work. Butt's getting a little bit not nice shape
really?
To it. Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
It was getting a little old man and saggy.
Show drab.
Leg presses.
I'll show drab.
Right, so,
sure.
JP, take us to break. And then we'll come back with Caps fans. Maybe. I don't know what they're calling about.
At least one donk wants to talk about Braden Holtby. I don't know the rest. He hasn't screened the rest of the calls, but we'll come back.
Yeah, we'll see.
Take your calls. It's open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. But we're talking about the Caps situation. It seems like Coach Trotz is leaning towards playing Grubauer a little bit more. Do you agree? Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We challenged the Capitals fans to chime in, and it seems like we have people that want to chime in. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. What do you think the Capitals should do at goalie?
All right, let's go to Mitch, D.C. Mitch, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, they got to go with Grubauer. There's no question about it. Like, got to go with the hot hand down the stretch here. And to be honest with you, I mean, he's one of the better backup goalies that I know of in the league. And maybe he steals a few games, whereas, honestly, right now, Holtby is the guy who's probably losing games for them here and there. And I think that Trotz is going with Holtz for a little longer than he probably would care to admit that he's kind of trying to stick with him. You know, you don't want to mess his psyche up any worse than it is. Right now, like, maybe giving him rest would be what he needs as opposed to riding him out through this stretch that he's had after January. We haven't been playing very well.
It'll be interesting to see who Trotz goes with tonight against the Kings.
I would bet on Grubauer. I think after Holtby's disastrous performance in the last game against the Ducks, probably Trotz out Grubauer just for a mental health night. He just approaches and says, look, last night didn't go well. We're going to let you rest tonight. We'll see about the San Jose game. Probably doesn't
play tonight. You know what's funny, Cakes? I get the sense, tell me if I'm wrong, from you that you're very loyal to Holtby. I get that sense from you because as a Caps fan for me, you're a bigger Caps fan. I just want to play whoever's better. And right now, Grubauer's playing better, so I'm all about it.
I like Braden Holtby, but if Grubauer is playing better and he can carry the Caps deeper into the playoffs, I have no problem with him starting over Holtby.
Good.
I have no shrine to Braden Holtby in my house.
Yeah, I have sense that you're unusually loyal to him. But maybe not. Maybe that's just how you are, just as a fan. You just defend
everyone. He doesn't care if it's Varley, if it's Jim Carrey. He doesn't care who's, as long as they get wins.
Just get dubs.
Okay. I'm wrong, but that's the sense I've gotten.
Help us beat the Pens in the playoffs, if that's the case. Whoever.
Who were the three in the goalie stable when Varley was around?
It was Varley, and it was the guy who's in Philly now, the dude from Czech Republic. What's his name? He's escaping me. It was Michael something.
Michael, oh, yeah. Who was
dark
that?
Dark hair.
Yeah.
He's like the backup in Philly now. I don't know why his name is escaping me. So it was Varley, him, and I guess it was Holtby was there too, right?
Yeah. And who was the donk they brought in that was we joned on for giving up? The
Jose Theodore.
He's not in the league anymore, is he?
Can't be.
That guy was.
It's impossible.
But he had a moment where he was a beast in, earlier in his career. Right?
Neuvirth.
Neuvirth. Yep.
Yeah. Neuvirth.
That's right. Michael Neuvirth.
Yep. Is he still around?
I believe he's the backup in Philly.
Let's go to.
Might see him during the playoffs.
Let's go to Ron, Prince Frederick. Ron, what's up,
man? Says here he's hurt, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm an old PG County boy. Grew up in Upper Marlboro. Played a little hockey in Bowie.
Nice. Bowie boy.
Oh, you hang out at the Bowie Ice Arena with all the burners from our high school area.
Means you were definitely a smoker.
No. I didn't hang out because I was usually going to practice before I got to school, you know, and I lived in Upper Marlboro, so I had to roll down the road. It's going to be Grubauer. I think what he's going to do is he's going to do a role reversal. I think Grubauer is going to get the workload except for back-to-back nights. And then if they get into the – well, they are going to get into the playoffs, but when they get into the playoffs, if there's a breakdown in Grubby's game, then – it might be a scenario where they are okay bringing Holtby back in. I think that Holtby's problem right now is he's playing so loose in the net, and maybe it has to do with Mitch Korn not being out of sip. They got a new goaltender coach. I don't even know who it is this year, but Korn left after last year.
And I heard that they brought him.
They
back.
Brought him in as they. I think they brought him consultant? In recently as consultant.
Yeah.
So that raises your eyebrows a bit that they're bringing him back.
Mm. Well, it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
But it shows you that absolutely. They're seriously concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But, the one thing too that I know you guys haven't mentioned yet this morning is our defensive pairings. Well, our defensive play all together has really been really struggling. I mean, we cannot clear the zone below our goal line.
But that's a given based on what we're talking about. I mean, we said that they've given up the most high danger chances in the NHL. They're the worst. Yeah. So the question is, do you make a move at goalie? Because both goalies have had the same defense and one is faring much better.
Absolutely. You still make the change. Yep, I agree.
Thanks,
you got to go with Grubauer.
Yeah,
yep,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
I don't even think it's a decision.
Plus,
start to groom Grubauer.
Trotz runs the risk of losing the locker room if every player is grumbling over the fact that Holtby isn't performing well, and if he sticks with him throughout the playoffs and they exit in the first round or the second round again, that's not going to go over well.
No, you can't.
It's not
going to
sit well.
Right.
Well, I mean, you heard what Niskanen said.
Yeah.
And he was just being nice.
Right.
All right, let's go to Jimmy in Woodbridge. Jimmy, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Jimmy,
are you there?
Hello? Not up to the task.
He's definitely driving.
Right.
He's distracted.
Finished. Let's go to George, Chesapeake Beach. George, what's up?
Junks, what's up, guys?
What's up, George?
What's up, man?
Good morning, fellas. I kind of been listening to your callers. My thought is someone like this. Why did the NHL carry the same thinking as the NFL is what have you done for me lately type thinking?
Yeah.
And if that's the case, Grubauer is lighting them up. Our defense is porous. We're not getting far with Holtby. Hey, let's put Grubauer in. Maybe Holtby gets a fire underneath him and thinks, hey, man, I got to get my stuff together.
I think that's a good move.
What do you guys think?
I think that's a good move.
I don't know if it's about motivation, though. I just think the guy's not playing well.
I just think he needs a reset.
Yeah.
Push the reset
there
button
you go.
And see what happens. If Grubby just stays hot, then you don't pull him. But if Grubby has a shaky game or two, you put Holtby back in.
Thank you, George.
What do you think, Bick?
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike.
I think it's the perfect time for it, too.
Mike, what's up?
Good morning, Junks. How you guys doing today?
What's up,
good.
Mike?
What's up?
I just got a couple thoughts for you guys. I've been a long-time Cap fan. It's like 30 years. I like Holtby. I think he's a good goalie, but I just think his confidence is gone. Early in the year, he called out the team. Nobody's really talking about that. How bad the defense was. So I think the defense may not be playing as hard as they do for Grubauer. Seems like they play a lot harder for Grubauer when he's playing a net. They clear the net a lot better, stuff like that, take care of business. But the Caps aren't going to go far in the playoffs unless we have a hot goalie. Let's be honest, our defense is not the strongest this year. Get past the Penguins or any of those other first rounds, somebody's going to have to stand on their head for our goalie for us. And Grubauer's been the hot man lately. And he also is a free agent, which people aren't talking about. So he's got a lot to prove for a contract year as well coming up next year. But I just think Holtby's lost his confidence, and I think they go with Grubauer until he still has a bad game, even get to the playoffs with him, because I think Hopi's just lost his confidence right now. I'm not sure if even a three-game rest would do him any good right now.
I don't remember Hopi calling out the defense. Did he really?
He's done it on at least one occasion.
He was just, and I don't blame him, he
was hung out to dry by his defense, and guys just having these, like we talked about earlier, the high-danger chances where they're point-blank shots from like 5 feet away with nobody trying to clear the guy out in front of the net. I understand him being upset. Maybe it rubs some of the teammates the wrong way. I don't know.
Let's go to Mike, Front Royal. Mike, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. Hey, I love you guys' show.
Thanks.
Hey, and I love all the rest of the other callers. You're just spot on. But I got a question for you guys. I'd rather sit Holby the entire time until, you know, Rubar screws up. But I got a question for you guys. Why can't we really blame the defense? It sounds like they have more confidence in Holpe's in. Say, okay, well, tougher. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if the defense...
Well, you see, man, they've been playing tougher when Brew is in. So, I mean... Right?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's just the goalie is playing better. What you're trying to say, I haven't seen the statistics on that, that the defense is playing worse when Holpe's in. I don't know if that's the case.
I don't even know how you measure that. I mean, maybe I guess you say they have less...
The total shots they allow?
Or they have less high, like the high, whatever, less the high chances, right, or whatever they call
high
that.
Danger. High danger.
High danger chances.
Yep.
Maybe that's one way you can measure that. Let's go to John in Sterling. John, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Taking the call.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I want to respectfully disagree with the previous calls and with you guys. I don't think there's anything wrong with Braden Holtby. I think we have a god-awful defense. And the Caps are playing two kids in their defense, or have been playing two kids in their defense, that just aren't ready for the NHL. Madison Bowie is not ready. He is not cooked. Christian Juice might be ready as a third defensive pairing defenseman playing with a really senior guy like Brooks Orpik. But, you know, look at what they did at the trade deadline. They went out and got two guys. If they thought these two young kids were ready to play, they wouldn't have made that move.
I think we have
very short memories here. Remember that Grubauer lost his first six games, and he lost him because...
Yeah, but wasn't he playing pretty well, though?
He was playing fine. That's my point. My point is that the defense was terrible. And the high, you know, that high danger shot stat tells the story. It's, the goaltender doesn't have anything to do with high danger shots. It's all about who's playing in front of him. Mm-hmm. And
the high danger stat, you can compare the two goalies. And the high danger opportunities, Holpe's allowing a far greater percentage in than Grubauer. Grubauer has an 87.8% save percentage versus Holpe's 76.4% save percentage in those high danger opportunities.
So maybe Gruby just
says... Do you have those stats in front of you right now? Do you know how many high danger attempts there were in front of Grubauer as opposed to in front of Holpe?
I don't have total attempts,
no,
but I
don't.
Have percentage.
Just percentage.
So yeah, but see, that figure is not the whole story. You really need to know how many total high-danger shots there were. And I will tell you that I believe that early in the year, Grubauer saw a lot of high-danger attempts.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say later in the year when he's played, I think this previous caller who said that the defense plays a different game in front of Philip Grubauer than they do in front of Braden Holtby, I think that's spot on. I think they do.
You know, that's
a season ticket holder.
Point.
I go to all the games, and I coached the game for 17 years. So I don't know everything about it, but I know a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when I watch the game, I watch it a little bit differently than some fans do. And I can tell you I think that Braden Holtby saved our bacon in the middle of the season when the defense was really playing badly, and he played some incredible games.
Yeah, but that might be true, and I don't doubt it. But how's he playing right now?
So, you know, here's the thing. I think he's had some bad games. I think that he has, even every goaltender has bad games from time to time.
Of course.
But I think that on balance, if I were Barry Trotz, if I were king of the world, he's the horse I'm riding, and I'm gonna do. Look, they brought in Michael Kepney. It's gonna take him 15 games to become effective in the capital system. That's just the way it is. And this other kid, I can't pronounce his last name either. What's he played? 2 or 3 games?
Mm-hmm.
He's a long way from being ready. So we're going to end up playing with a young guy who's probably not ready, that great talent, Christian Juice, and a couple of tired defensemen in Matt Niskanen and John Carlson, who played a sick number of minutes per game on average. I mean, they're in the 20s.
John, we appreciate your insight.
We got to let you go. He brings up a good point, because if the opportunities were the same, maybe Groovy's percentage would be closer to what Hopi's is. We have no idea.
I'm sure it would drop down a little bit.
But if Trotz and all the coaches stuff, they watch the tape. And if they make a change, then they obviously feel differently.
Yeah. And also,
but John, he makes good points.
And I also get the point of being loyal to somebody who has been great for you. The Broncos a few years ago were winning a bunch of games with Brock Osweiler when he replaced Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
And the first chance they got, even though Peyton Manning was a shell of his former self, they put him back in because they trusted him and the history.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what Trotzy does tonight when they play the Kings. Kicks, if you had to put money on it, is he starting Holtby tonight?
See Groovy tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm always wrong. So then you probably see Holtby. And
he'll probably
have a shutout.
Right.
800-636-1067. Taking your calls on Open Line Thursday here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.